Daflamid Hey Umid Aleph. Talga de Danka Echa Minyud Beis Bemil, 1/12 of a mil. The Shira de Rabba Tlas Rive Mil, because Rabba's Shir is 3/4 of a mil. Hainu Tisha Palge Danka, that is 9/2 of a Danka. The Shira de Rav Yosef is Shmeina Palge Danka, and Rav Yosef is his Shir, his amount is 8/2 of a Danka. Danka is a Shtus, Danka means 1/6. The Chilufa, if look at Rabba Rav Yosef Bechalosso, that, let's say, Kaveris, this, like, behind-looking basket, container. And the opposite, that when Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef argue with regard to a chalasa, the Hosam Shir, the Rabbi Yosef, not Fishman, the Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef's Shir, it comes out bigger than Rabbi's. Rabbi, the Amr Hochach, Tulasa, Amr Hosam Trey. Rabbi says over here 3, he says over there 2, Rabbi Yosef, the Amr Hochach Trey, and over here, Rabbi Yosef says 2, Amr Hosam Tulasa, he says 3. Chalasa is a kaveris, literally. A beehive, it means a woven container. Can we have woven reeds or straw? Shari litutule, the teres klila, because it's considered a kli. Bas tlosa gedoyle yersim redai, it's too big. Vein teres klila is no longer called a kli. Boy mine de mayer rabo, the highest rabo. Bashanas maisa, shayusi tzarech ledora, I needed, I had a question which I needed answered. Keman hada filo betarti kure lo shara. That which we say that even two, he couldn't, you weren't allowed to move it. Who's that going like? Kash is the novels, Shibaylim, it is the, literally, the tails of the wheat stalks. Ishtiraim, in Loshamaz. Ubor, Svina, Alexandra, Svina Gadol, and referring to a large boat, Shaparshim, the Yamagadol, that they would sail out into the Mediterranean Sea. Umei Hayam is Maluchim, and it's salt water there, so you can't drink from the sea. Basically, Gadol, they would make a large vessel, kamin bor, like a pit, when they send some chomayim yofim, they put sweet drinking water into it. Lachas ein bo godish, you can't overfill it. Shein kurayim shishim saw 60 saw, but yavish in the dry measurement, shehad godish machzach shlish bekelim shalahem, because the overflow can hold up to a third of the vessel, amount the vessel can hold. Shei yosuyim kiyam shaosu shlam, where they are made like the sea it was really big, like a big bathtub type. Thing that Shlomo Melech made, goyim kechetzi roif, from their height is half of their width. They megulim and they're round. To hoyrim the iskish kli eitz l'sak, because we compare a wooden vessel to a sack. The metaltal moly v'reikin, that the sack is moved both full of objects and also empty. V'zeing a metaltal moly, this is not moved. This large object is not moved while it's full. The gadol yosim redai, it's too large. But imitatalenon, if you would move it, yishaber b'yadeihem, would break in their hands. Davoy was mabit. He was steering Erev Shabbos, this was on Erev Shabbos, Liros im Yishem Admi Mishama, whether or not the sun was giving off a reddish hue or not. Ponim Hamadim and Esamizach, the Erev, in the evening, Chamo Shukas Bemarv, the sun sets in the west. Zehuri Echam, the beams of the sun, Madim and Esamizach, they are lighting up the eastern sky. Kachaloyim, it's like in a window, the Kisha Cham and the Chneses, but when the sun is shining into the window, Mandemus Kostel Shikonegda, it will make red, give a reddish hue to the wall opposite it. It means a window, like I explained, Rashi says. Carmel, higher, it's a mountain, Sha'al Sfasayim on the sea. The Chama is Samach Lashkiyosa, and the sun close to the Shkiya, the sunset nearest Arashi Harm, it appears to be on the top of the mountain. So, Bechdeshiyar, the Yitvu, Viala, in the amount of time it will take you to go into the sea, to go to the mikveh, and come back out, have a light already turned to be night. Come in, kavra, sella, ogul, it's a round stone, but also a kavra, it's made like a sieve. Zehob air shamir, shahayim is gavolim, yisrael b'midbar, that was rolling together with Chai Yisrael in the desert, b'schus of shamirim, in the schus of Miriam. The chsiv, when p'tama shamirim, Miriam died, there was some b'chlein, it says, right after, zelohoye le'mayim, le'edah, that they did not have water. Tohar, melekabal, tohma, doesn't get tohma, but tohma, but you can go to the mikvah, and it's a lot to clean them, it's not a clean, Leos Hamayim and Noibim Menu Keshuvim, that the water coming out of it should have been like Mayim Shuvim. In the Hamayim Metaltal El Be'er Shomim, there was no spring that was movable, except transportable, except for the Be'er of Miriam. Koinim Toivlam Boy, Bafal Pishit Srikum Herer Shemesh, even though they need to have the sun, Herer Shemesh, in order to eat, they need to go to the mikveh today and then wait for nightfall tonight in order to be able to eat their truma. Acher tefillah, after tefillah, need hair shemesh, lechol b'chumasa to eat their truma. Kosabar, they hold, we're holding, because Yomamahu was still daytime, Yeshua's acher b'shkisachem, there's still time until it will be turned into sunset. Suffolk the day to him, whole vocarile banish mushels, since he called it its twilight, cool as fake, it's all a doubtful period when it is. Bishematovel Belial, perhaps they went to the mikvah, it was nighttime ready to Incan Hereshemish and did not have the nightfall after the mikvah. Elo banish mushels, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Logar Sinim, the will make the gear, so here the hub ahead, Omar Shmuel, banish mushels, Rabbi Yehuda, Kainim Tilem, because Shmuel said explicitly that the Kainim go to the mikvah in the banish mushels, the twilight of Rabbi Yehuda. Maman de Garisla, laying the one who does it, have such a girsa. But Farish Hopik, here's how they explain it. Elo Banish Moshes Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yehuda. Banish Moshes of Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yehuda. Hopik Itmar. Banish Moshes Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yehuda. Banish Moshes of Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kainim Tayyidu Molokayim can go to the mikvah. It's Rashmi and Shmuel. And Shmuel teaches us that Banish Moshes to Rabbi Yosi is Kainim to Rabbi Yehuda. That the Banish Moshes of Twilight Rabbi Yosi is before Rabbi Yehuda. So Tefillah Banish Moshes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Lailahu. In the beginning of Banish Moshes of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi, is already nighttime. But the Rabbi Yosi of Rabbi Yehuda, Yimamahu and Rabbi Yosi is banish mushel. So Rabbi Yehuda is day. V'haboy harashemesh and yini b'harashemesh and need Rabbi Yehuda Yimamahu. Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda it's daytime, you hechitav. How can you look to mikvah there? How banish mushel to Rabbi Yehuda is suffik lailahu. According to the twilight of Rabbi Yehuda is possibly night. And came to banish mushel to Rabbi Yosi keharich ayin. And since the twilight of Rabbi Yosi is only the blink of an eye, mekami the selik mitfila shalom. Before he gets out of the mikvah, he's going to his twilight's going to finish. I'll banish mushes, and the twilight started. All the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's v'safek lailahu, and it's ready to doubt that perhaps it's night. They ain't kind of harashemesh. You're not going to have harashemesh. V'la milsehi. That's not true. Why the lekel and mem Rabbi Yosi kodem? You can't say Rabbi Yosi's twilight comes first. Min the kamer b'seifa, since it says in the seifa el Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yehuda's twilight according to Rabbi Yosi. You prachinam yas pshita. That's obvious. We have it the svuke. And if we had a doubt, the Dumon Rabbi Yosi called him that Rabbi Yosi comes, twilight comes first, then Maib should do say. What's so simple about this? Tuba Ashmin and Shmuel. Shmuel is teaching us a lot. Ashmin and the Manish Moshe Rabbi Yehuda called him. He's teaching us Rabbi Yehuda's twilight is earlier than Rabbi Yosi's. Pshita, the Rabbi Yosi, Kainim Taylan, but of course, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kainim can go to the mikvah then, but the Rabbi Yehuda in the twilight of Rabbi Yehuda does speak of the Rabbi Yosi's care of Ayin, because Rabbi Yosi's doubt is only a blink of an eye. The Hulu Maila Himendu Yamamahu, anything before that is daytime. The Shuri de Rabbi Yehuda, Nafish Tuba, Rabbi Yehuda's amount is a lot, is much larger, Umar Shimshe, and you're having the sunset come afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda, his twilight, Rabbi Yosi's twilight is at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's. When Rabbi Yehuda's twilight is done, it's nighttime, even according to Rabbi Yosi. When you go to the mikvah at the end of the twilight, Rabbi Yehuda's so like a harashemesh, you're not going to have harashemesh. You're not going to have nightfall after the mikvah. But Kamashmol and Shmuel, and Shmuel comes to teach us the whole banish mushels Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Imam Huda. The whole twilight time of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi, is still day. Because Shalot Tefillah, and you can go to the mikvah, the Hadar Maskel, the Rabbi Yosi, and then Rabbi Yosi's twilight starts, Vahu Harav Shemesh, and that will be the Harav Shemesh after the mikvah. Bishlam Elochak Rabbi Yehuda, Lenin Shabbos, Lechomer, Clarence, means to say, Midikam Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan said, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Lehochi, Vahalach Rabbi Yehuda, Lehochi, that sometimes Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, and sometimes like Rabbi Yosi, Shmamina, that proves. Misafkale, he has a doubt. Hilkach, therefore, Alkarchach Luchumra by Lame, so therefore you have to go Luchumra. So Bishlam, Kiyomer, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Lin Shabbos, they said Halacha, Zach, Rabbi Yehuda for Shabbos, Ekel, Mermer, the Luchumra, but you can say he was saying it for Chumra for stringency. Uber Shabbos, Amar, he was saying, talking about Erev Shabbos. Sheim also Boi Melacha, that if you do Melacha, then maybe Ashim Tali, you're only going to bring an Ashim Tali now the Chattas, Abel Mutzi, Shabbos, Lo, Dina, Kavasi, you're not going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Why Lamer to tell you to say that the banish mushes the day lailahu that his twilight is already nighttime that you can actually go into malacha. Ilamil tefila the tefila that he holds the kainim toilim b'der bihudo that the kainim can go to the mikvah in the Rabbi Yehuda's twilight in the cover of Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi said, well, Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda's sveikahu, the Rabbi Yehuda it's a doubt, mele'in Shabbos koi kavasi l'chumra that. He said on Shabbos you have to go to Chumrah, so Rabbi Yochanan has a doubt over here. How can he tell you? You can go ahead and do it. You have to be machmir on it. Lamed hey, Amid Beis. Elo lachila v'kulam milsa de Rabbi Yochanan l'Chumrah. Everything for Rabbi Yochanan is coming as a stringency. The lo tamik yishalom banish mushes to Rabbi Yehuda lailahu. Don't say that when Rabbi Yehuda's twilight is done, it's nighttime. B'neichal they can eat. And when Beilu Nami l'ni Motzi Shabbos. And also, it will come out that most of Shabbos you could do Malach Halor, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, you don't say Rabbi Yehuda, you made the Rabbi Yosi Lailahu, the same thing Rabbi Yosi, and it's night Vishari. Vishnei Ben Hashmashos, Erev Shabbos, and most of Shabbos, Behelem Echad, you forgot about Ben Hashmashos, you forgot about Shabbos, both on Erev Shabbos and on Matzah Shabbos, and you do Malach during the twilight time. At this point, there's no longer an Ashim Tali. El Achatis is going to have to bring in actually a Achatis because he for sure violated Shabbos at some point. Because Eli Lahu, if it's nighttime, Chayiv El Erev Shabbos, then he's Chayiv for the Melach he did on Friday night. Vishal Motzi Shabbos in the Kulm, he did the Motzi Shabbos is nothing. Vinyamamahu, and if it's daytime, then Chayiv El Motzi Shabbos, and he was Chayiv what he did on Shabbos afternoon. Vinyashal Erev Shabbos Kulm, what he did on Friday night was nothing. Friday evening, actually. So it has to be that he was doing work, some sort of melacha, the whole time of the twilight. At that point, you can no longer have a doubt that perhaps on Lel Shabbos he did at the beginning of the twilight, on Friday night, so therefore it was still day. And on Shabbos, he did at the end of the twilight, which was already night. But rather, he did the melacha during the whole time period, therefore he for sure did melacha on Shabbos. Bishira the Rabbanim Bein Hashmashas in the twilight. Itlu Hedliku Esanemri Bo'odyom, light the candle while it's still daytime. Chazal Tarnigoyim HaYoshim HaLakaris, which are sitting on beams, Bo'odyom while it's still daytime. Mechena Urban Besodah, so to the ravens in the field. Adani is Esav, it's a Kari Mulava, it's some sort of plant. V'olim Shalom Noitin Letzad HaChamel, and the leaves always turn towards the sun. Shachar Sekufu from the Mizrach, so in the morning they bend towards the east. V'chetzei Yom Sekufim, in the middle of the day they're sticking up straight. Ula Erev in the night. Kufufim Oyd Lumayrat, they bend off a lot over to the west. Sheish Tekiyas Afat Shruos Beminyan, even the Truos are being counted. The Seder Shalem is Tekiyah Truo Tekiyah, that the Seder you have is Tekiyah Truo Tekiyah. Lahibotel Mamlochas Beshebesoda, Mamlochas Shebesoda, Behele Lehen Shaoyis Likanas Te'ir, and they'll have enough time to come back into the city. Lahibotel Ha'ir, Mamlocha from doing work, Lahanuyas Mekachu Memkar business, Lachos Tulum, Lahavokas Nerber Revius, and then you light the candle by the fourth one. Lahabig Paspataner, the Adayan is Shaoyis, is enough time, Kadeshikrimu Paneha, that the trust should form. Shemahim had tekiyos, they would do the blowing of the shofar earlier. They're going to have some extra time to add from to Shabbos. Tokeh Moriah Tokeh Harishesh, that adds to six. Shabbos Chol Shabbos Halab, that comes Shabbos starts. Malader Malachber from digging. Vikanis Kulam Keechod Shlo Yachshdo Hanichmas and Ba'achreinu. So the people shouldn't suspect the ones who come in later. Loimer to say she'alsku mulachdim asher shamol kol shofar, that they were still working even after they heard the shofar. She'ena kol makirin mi kroyvim mi rechokim. Because not everyone knows who's closer to the city, and they're in the fields. No one knows. Not everyone knows who's working closer to the city, who's working further away. That it would take, just take them longer to walk. Treason, hein dalsos achanus, so the doors to the stores, and msalponos, and they would take them off, and medichon al gabi yisedus, and put them on top of pegs, and moichon aleim tavlin, vishar tvorim, and they would sell spices and all sorts of other things, and use it to spread out their merchandise. Well, the erev, in the evening, machzirinus, and lipsalpon, they would reattach them to the door frame. Chamin is mayim chamin, is hot water, lumzuk behen yayin lishtos, in order to dilute the wine. They had very strong wine to dilute it in order to be able to drink it. The pots that you're taking off in order to eat for tonight. That's which you want to eat the next day, so you have to keep them warm, so you can do atman on them. Chazan HaKnesses, a shamish and tzibur, he's a shamish to deal with the needs of the tzibur. Because he had a specific roof that was in the height of the city in the middle, to blow from there, and then he's got to take it back to his house. So if he's able to move it, it must mean it's not yet Shabbos. The shiurin, the almond shabbos kar, become shabbos rachel. You can't say such a thing, because sometimes the shamish's house is close to the roof where he's blowing something, is far away. You're going to end up having different amounts each time. For each city, Barosh Gago, Shetaka Shama, the roof where he actually blew, Shay Metalton, I feel Barosh Yachin, even in the private domain. But a tiny show from Metalton, the Fisha Kuf of Barosh, because the head of it bends. So therefore, Veroy Lishabo Mayim Lisha Satina, so you can suck up water and then use it as a bottle for the kid, for a baby. Chatzotzes is pshuta, it's just straight. The only thing you use it for is to blow. And there's aser because of muksa.